prayer. So if everybody would bow your head. Lord God, we just can't thank you enough for just allowing us to be in your presence one more time. Lord, I know that we don't deserve the next breath that we take, Father God, but you are showing us enough grace and enough favor, Father God, to have us here at this precise time, Lord God. I just pray that your word would go forth how you see fit for it to go forth. And that he who has ears to receive, let him hear what God is saying. We thank you, we worship you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to come out of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. And it reads, "For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." When Pastor Martin asked me to preach, I was like, man, I ain't been preaching about a good 10, 12 years, man. But I started to think about what I was going to speak about. You know, I tried to do it on my own power. And, you know, I'm going to preach about, you know, honor your father and mother and do something cliche. But God was like, nah. Like, it's one thing to speak to the children about how to respect their parents and everything. But God saw fit that I talk directly to the fathers today. So it won't be the traditional thing that you're used to. Because right now we're living in a time where it's imperative that we have a certain type of father in our community. It's imperative that we have fathers of integrity. It's imperative that we have fathers that know what true love is. It's imperative to have a father that takes care of his family. That way he's better equipped to take care of his community. So we're going to focus on that today. Now the word that came to my mind is resistance. Can somebody say that with me? Say resistance. We're going to hear that word a lot today. Resistance. Resistance is the refusal to accept or comply with something. The attempt to prevent something by action or judgment. Resistance is also the impeding, the slowing, or stopping effect is exerted on one thing on another. So in other words, I'm trying to move in one direction, but there's something on the other side that's trying to push me in the opposite direction. Resistance. Resistance is often associated with a negative connotation. They also oftentimes look at it as synonymous with struggle, synonymous with fighting, something that is unwelcome and uninvited. When I think of the word resistance, I always think of like Call of Duty or something. You know, you're playing a game and you're trying to fight to a certain goal, but there's always the opposition trying to push you back in the other way, resistance. But we want to concentrate on pushing through that resistance today. Because it can be draining. It can drain your energy physically. It can drain you emotionally. It can drain you mentally. So what we want to do is concentrate on pushing through that resistance. I remember starting my college career. I got my bachelor's degree from Full Sail University in Recording Arts. It's been 5 years, good Lord. But I remember starting and my first day on campus, I was hyped up, man. I was like, yo, this is about to go down, bro, for real. My first class on campus, and we learning about microphones and how they work, and it was all exciting until the point came with me to find out that the lecture that I'm in was at 1 to 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Yeah, that's cool and everything, right? But then I found out that my labs were 1 to 5 a.m. I was like, wait, 1 to 5 what? My first sign of resistance in my college career. And then as the time went on, I realized that I would have to cram a bunch of information, let's say 3-4 months worth of information, it was all going to have to be crammed in 1 month. More resistance. How in the world am I going to retain all of this and still pass this class? And on top of that, the money that I had saved up to move down here, it was dwindling kind of fast, you know, because I don't have an infinite supply of money. It would be nice, but it just don't work like that. So I still had not found a job at that moment. And anybody who goes to Full Sail knows that trying to find a job and going into the interview and everything is going nice, everything is going sweet, but as soon as they hear those magic three words, Full Sail University, it was like, no. It wasn't working. So there was a whole lot of resistance that was happening. And when I did find a job, now I had to worry about the resistance of, I got to be up in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning to get to work at 7. Then I had to go straight from work to my next class, go home and do some homework, and then go back to school for the second part of my day, and then wake up the next morning to do it all again. Y'all, I was tired, man. It was plenty of times where I was just like, yo, I'm done with this, man. I just want to quit because it's too much resistance. Now, I understand that. Well, to add to that, to make a long story short, like you heard, I got my bachelor's degree, so we got through that resistance. So that's a good thing. And I understand that resistance is often unwelcome. It's unpleasant. And we, a lot of times, don't want it. We don't want to go through it. But the one thing that we sometimes fail to realize about resistance is that it is completely and absolutely necessary for you to grow, for you to become strong. If you've never been through anything, you can't help anybody else through anything. So we're concentrating on how resistance is necessary. Resistance is where might is built. Your strength is determined by the amount of resistance that you face. And without the presence of resistance, there is little to no strength. Like I said, if you've never been through anything, then you don't know how to help somebody get through something. Just look at the graphic that we got on the screen. Just think of being in this setting right here. And you see somebody walk through the door, they like $120, soaking wet, right? And I'm talking about like scrawny, like their arms look like big Q-tips, you know what I'm saying? And they walk over to the weight bench and they get down on the weight bench and everybody looking like, man, what is about to go on? Y'all know it's about to go down, right? And they sit down on the bench and you ever seen somebody like real skinny and they got the skinniest arms but they walk like they the buffest thing in the room? Yeah, so we imagine in that scenario right now. And they sit down on the bench and they get underneath the weights and they throw four Cadillacs on that thing. A Cadillac is not a car now. A Cadillac is the four plates that you see. Well, man, you got like five of them junks. Yeah, that's about 600 pounds right there, bro. But so that's a Cadillac. So he throw like four Cadillacs on that thing. That's like over 400 pounds. And he like $120. And he got the people to spot him and everything, and he sits down under the bench, and he has them to help him to get the bar up, and you're just sitting there watching, knowing it's about to go down, and then he gets his grip and tells him to let go, and I can almost see the scene pause at that moment and hear the voice saying, it was at that moment he knew he messed up. And it sounds comical in a sense, but to think of something like that happening for real, this dude could actually kill himself by going for an amount of resistance that he ain't ready for. See, we always want to start at the finish line. We want to have the glory of the strength But we don't want to deal with the resistance that it takes to build that strength. No, you don't start. You don't start at this right here. It took time. It took sacrifice. It took some pain to get to that point. So I don't know if y'all know that when you're working out and you're lifting like that, your muscles are being torn. That's why it hurts when you get finished. Your muscles are being torn and they rebuild within themselves. That's why you go through the pain that you have. Because your body is getting used to the resistance that is being presented to it. Resistance. As a father on this earthly realm, it's safe to say that I know you've been through some resistance. So I want to congratulate you on that, to know that you've been through some things so that you know how to teach somebody some things. It comes with the territory. But I also say that even though things come against us and things begin to press on us, we can't look at that resistance as something that we want to go away. That resistance is something that we need to welcome. Because with that resistance is going to come strength. And with that resistance is going to come the ability to handle more resistance. So we're going to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. This is earlier on from what we read earlier. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body, for which we live, are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So you see then, death worketh in us, but life in you. I just want to take a look at that one more time. So you see that death worketh in us, but life in you. That's deep. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that the Lord which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. So as we give a little scenario with this scripture, Paul was going around preaching the gospel. And it's one thing to have, you know, people in the church giving you resistance and, you know, dealing with attitudes and everything, but Paul dealt with another type of resistance. Paul had people after him trying to kill him because he was preaching the gospel. I don't know about y'all, but I ain't never had nobody sending me death threats because I was preaching the gospel. You know what I'm saying? That's some resistance there. You know, I ain't ready for it yet. We don't have to deal with that yet. But the thing is that he knew that he would have to face this resistance, but he knew that what God gave him was not just for him, but it was for God's church. It was for his family. It was for the people around him. So although those fathers were fighting and they were faced with death, they saw the big picture and knew that that resistance was for a purpose. There's no better thing for a friend to lay down his life for a friend. That's crazy, man. But we have to develop that same sort of covenant when it comes to resistance and knowing that the things that you go through, the pressures that keep trying to beat you down, is not just for you. You're getting stronger for somebody else. So if we would have our minds focused on community and when we worship God, know that we're worshiping Him not only to draw closer to Him, but to draw others closer to Him. So you're going to fight and face that resistance, but you have to have that end goal in mind as far as saying, yo, I'm going to bring people to the kingdom. And the enemy knows that if you walk strong, if you're strengthened, if you face this resistance that he's bringing to you, and you start to get stronger, he knows that it's going to strengthen your family. And by you strengthening your family, you're going to strengthen the community around you. But misery loves company, so he's going to try to take you out. Yes. He's going to try to put things on you that you feel that you can't bear. Yes. It's crazy that anytime you're trying to do the right thing, you notice that all hell breaks out against you. Yes. You're just trying to work and take care of your family, but you got that one coworker that's always got something slick out the mouth to say. And what you want to do is just, you know, go ahead and give them the business. But you know that you got a family to take care of. So you got to use wisdom. You got to push through that resistance. Because there's something greater on the other side of that resistance. And you know that once you get through this resistance, you'll be stronger than you were before you went through it. And you'll be able to handle the next thing that comes up, because it's not going to get easier. It's going to continue to get tougher and tougher and tougher. The stronger you get, the heavier the weight's got to get. We got to realize that in going through this and the pressure is getting greater and we feel like we're giving up, we got to realize that God is our strength and that he won't leave you weighed down under the pressure where you can't lift it by yourself. He will continue to help you and to guide you and to help you to become stronger. And we're going to go to Psalms 91. And that's verses 9 through 16. And it reads, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder." Let's take a look at that. "Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder." Which means the things that were meant to take you out, the things that were meant to devour you, the things that were meant to poison you, will now become the thing that is your stepping stone to get to a higher place. Yes. That's powerful. "The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." So when we look at, if you could bring the graphic up again, we have the scenario where the young man is going through a period of resistance. But you notice that the word said that God will send his angels to keep you in all of your ways, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You see the two guys on the side? They're not helping him to lift it. They're just there just in case something go crazy. So it's the same thing that he said. He will send his angels to keep you in all your ways, lest something happens and you fall. When you see the man in the middle, God will take the place of that man right there. So when your pressure is getting to that point where it's too great, man, I can't take it. It's too much. I don't feel like I can do this job. I know I was blessed with it, but I don't feel that I'm good enough. I feel like quitting. I don't know what to do about my marriage. I feel that it's falling apart. I don't know what to do about my health. I'm sick. The weight is too great. And when he's telling you to continue to push through that resistance and push through that resistance, and you get to a point where you can't push no more, and you start to see that bar fall, that's when God comes in and you see them two hands just snatch it up and put it back on the bench. And that's what we're saying. He will give charge to keep you in all your ways. He won't let you fall. But he knows that he won't have his children weak. He will continue to strengthen you. He won't say, I'm going to lift it for you every time. So every time that you're going through some type of struggle, don't expect God to bail you out of it right away every time, because that's what you feel like him doing. God said he wants his people strong, because there's an enemy that's been working a lot. And that enemy is strong. That enemy is smart. That enemy knows what your weaknesses are. And even in your moment of resistance, the devil will still try to continue to bring you more resistance, even though you're going through the things that you're going through. We want to take a look at Matthew chapter 4. We're going verses 1 through 7. And that reads, then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was after and hungry. In other words, he didn't eat in 40 days and 40 nights. That's some resistance. And he was tired. He was in a moment of vulnerability. His body was weak, but his spirit was strong because of the resistance that he had just gone through. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. So in the midst of Jesus going through this moment of, or this prolonged time of resistance, where I know some of them days he felt like giving up. He was weak. He was probably seeing things and hallucinating and stuff, because he hadn't eaten in 40 days, 40 nights. That's tough. My dad did that before. I don't know how he did it. I was like, man, can't do it. Man. But even in the midst of his weakness, he knew what was written. And he knew that what was written gave him even more strength to fight the resistance that was coming against him at that moment. He said, we will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set of him on a pinnacle of the temple, which means a really high point. And he saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. And once again, Jesus said unto him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So in other words, in his moment of weakness, when he had no strength, when he had no energy, the devil was still putting more pressure on him. Can you imagine telling Bill Gates to come and look at his company and say, if you would just follow me and do everything that I tell you to do, I'll give you all of this. And Bill Gates gonna look at you like, bro, are you crazy? It's mine. I own it in the first place. How am I gonna expect you to give me something that I already own? Amen. And another thing to realize from this passage here is that your enemy knows the word too. He's a smart enemy. He's not going to come at you in the way that you would expect him to come. Be not surprised at all this stuff that is going on about the word, and they're trying to use scripture to justify the crazy things that are going on and trying to discredit and all this stuff. Be not surprised. The devil knows the words. Because when you look at this, he quoted the scripture that I quoted before. But when you look at the scripture before in Psalm 91, It says, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash their foot against the stone. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Satan left out them four words. You got to think why he left out them four words. He know the word. So it's not like he didn't know what he was doing. He knew what it said, but he left out those four words. He said, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in thy hand, in their hands shall I bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. In other words, he was telling Jesus, if you the Son of God and you are that you're saying you are, jump off this cliff right now. Because the word said that if you jump off the cliff, he gonna send his angels to catch you just in case you hit a stone. But if he didn't have the word inside of him, he wasn't the living word himself, it would be possible for him to fall for that. Just like us, if we don't have the word inside of us, and we don't know that word and know them red flags when we see stuff like that, it's so easy to get deceived that way. Amen. Because those four words make the whole thing a different meaning. It says to keep thee in all thy ways. In other words, in everything that you do, in everywhere that you walk, everywhere that you tread, I will send my angels to keep eye on you. So that car that was veering off the road getting ready to hit you, the angels will push it out of the way. Or when you're walking on the edge of that cliff because God led you to a dangerous place because you've been tested or you're going through some resistance, instead of you tripping and falling, God will send his angels there to make sure that you don't fall over the side. So that's why it's important to be knowledgeable of this word. You got to read this word. That's why I said study to show yourself approved. Because if somebody come to you and they're telling you something and it's out of scripture and you hearing it, but you don't know the word for yourself, and they got some kind of agenda that's false, you will easily get pulled off to the wayside. And it's just that quick. So that should be another form of resistance that we aspire to go through, reading that word. A lot of times we don't feel like reading the word. It's just too much of a hassle. We'd rather go to sleep. We'd rather play video games. We'd rather, you know, just go off and do nothing, just stare at Facebook all day. But when you feel that resistance to go and do something else instead of spending time in your word, you got to press through that resistance. Because at that moment of resistance, when you press through and you begin to meditate on his word and you begin to learn the things of God, you will become stronger and stronger and stronger, because your level that you are at right now is not the level that you're going to stay. Amen. You're going to have bigger devils coming at you. And if you haven't prepared yourself for the level that you're getting to, you're going to be devoured. So when that moment of resistance comes to you, embrace it. Don't push it away and don't say, you know, I got better things to do with my time. You're setting yourself up for failure. And not only are you setting yourself up for failure, but everybody around you that's depending on you, everybody else around you that's cheering for you, you're setting them up for failure too. He's giving you those people in your life for a reason. I'm talking to the fathers today. So we have to stay in the word and be strong. Because we got enemies that are coming at us trying to take our families out. If he knows that he can't take you out, he's going after your wife. If he know that he can't take your wife out, he's going to go after your kids. If he know that he can't take your kids out, he's going to go after your neighbors. So when it comes to be a father, you got to realize that all of that is on your shoulders. You got to be able to bear everybody else's burdens. As a man, as the father, you got to be able to bear those burdens. And if you ain't went through nothing, you ain't gone through nothing, you're not preparing yourself, you're going to find yourself in a position that's not where you want to be. So take this word resistance and look at it as something to welcome. You got to get stronger. Because times are coming that's going to be real hard. And if you're not rooted, when them winds start blowing and that rain start falling, if you're around weak ground, is going to be pulled right up. Your roots ain't deeply planted. You're going to be pulled up. And ain't nobody going to be able to save you. You're not going to be able to go to your mama and say, "Mama, I did this. Mama, I did." No, mama can't save you. I'm talking to the fathers. It's on you. Y'all could have, did a happy message like, everything is all smiles and everything is all good. But no, it's not time for that.
That's right.
We got to be strong in these times. You got to realize that lives are getting ready to be lost. Souls are getting ready to be lost. But it's up to us to make sure that God's kingdom comes. That his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's not just some magical saying that, you hear on Sunday every once in a while. No, that's us. And that's a call to us to live our life like he's here right now. His kingdom, his way of doing things, that's what we need to be pushing towards. So as a father, it's on you. You got to bear on burdens. And if you're weak, you're not going to be able to do it. But we're going to look at 2 Corinthians, and this is where I'm going to wrap up. It's kind of short and sweet. I'm not really much of a talker. So we're going to look at 2 Corinthians, and it's from chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. And he said unto me, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will gather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in persecutions, in distress. For Christ's sake, when I am weak, then I am strong." So what that means is when you face with that opposition and you don't know if you're going to have a job the next day, and all you're trying to do is do right. You're just trying to do the right thing. I'm trying to take care of my family. I'm trying to love my wife. I'm trying to love my children. I'm trying to do, but everything is coming against me. That's not the time for you to get discouraged. And I'm speaking to myself now. It's not the time for you to get discouraged and start feeling defeated. That's the time for you to get excited. Because you know that you're getting ready to go to a new level. Which means new power, which means new anointing. Which means more and new affluence over your community. Amen. Which means added more to the kingdom of God. But when you see that resistance, don't run from it. Welcome it. Even in those times where you feel like it's too much pressure on you and you can't give up, you can't push on, just give me one more. That's all you got to do. Just give me one more. It's one choice at a time. Don't try to start with the big weights. Amen. Take it one choice at a time. I'm not going to cuss them out. Give me one more. I'm not going to go over their head with my computer. Give me one more. She looked good, but I'm not finna go over there and talk to her. I love my wife. Give me one more. And you will see that you will begin to gain strength. And those enemies that came at you before, you'll be able to just flick them off. They don't have no power no more. Amen. Because you've grown past that. Because you face the resistance that it takes to overcome those devils. Yes. So I just wanted to encourage y'all on that. As fathers, man, we got to face that resistance. Embrace that resistance. Because it's going to take you to where you got to go. Right. So I'm just going to end it right there. And just say a prayer for everybody. I know y'all want to get to these restaurants. Don't have dad barbecuing, man. It's Father's Day. But Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for your word, Father God. For your word gives us strength. We thank you for the position that you've given us, and we pray that we won't take it lightly. Because our families depend on us. Our community depends on us. But if we can't get it right within ourselves, how do we expect to get it right with those around us? So I pray, Father, that you would give us a new focus. That we won't look to the left or to the right, concentrating on the weights, but we will continue to look up towards you, Father God. That we will have tunnel vision. Knowing that any opposition that comes against us, it will not prosper. For you have already made it so. Pray that we will make a difference, Father God. That we will snatch these souls back that the enemy has gathered for himself. They're not his to keep. We worship you with our lives, Father God. And we embrace the resistance that you've given us, God.